Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, we had the primaries in New York yesterday, and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton won, and we see they're back on track as the front runners in the race. Give us a sort of précis on what happened yesterday.
Amazing, the turnout to begin with. It was very high, something we haven't seen in a primary in New York State in a long time, of course, because the choice is already well made by now in traditional election years. But what we saw, one of the interesting things we saw last night was despite Hillary Clinton winning statewide, Bernie Sanders did very well upstate in Schenectady County, for example. Sanders came out on top with 52% of the vote. Trump did well in Schenectady County with 47%. John Kasich, who visited the city of Schenectady the day before the primary, got 31% of the unofficial tally late last night. Ted Cruz came in with 20%. Up in Saratoga County, we went to press last night with just 52% of the election districts reporting, but showed Sanders and Trump leading in the respective races. Sanders was holding a 57% lead over Clinton. Sanders appeared to run strong in some of the region's outlying rural counties. Schoharie County, where just over 1,700 Democrats voted, Sanders led Clinton with 63% of the vote. Sanders also led Clinton in Fulton County, where he had over 60% of the vote, and in Montgomery County, where he had just under 60%. But the Republican results in those counties hewed more closely to the statewide trends, if not lopsided for Trump. Trump received 54% of the vote in Schoharie County, while Kasich and Cruz each earned about 22%. In Fulton County, Trump's lead was even bigger, topping 57%, and over 50% as well in Montgomery County. We talked to a ton of voters yesterday as they left the polls, and we heard all sorts of reasons why they voted for who they did. We heard a lot of support for Clinton because of her experience, but we also heard support for Sanders because of his innovative ideas and his support for the middle class. For Trump, many of those voters said they were proud they were able to vote for Donald Trump, that he was financing his campaign himself. A lot of people agreed with his position on immigration.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on the primary results and other stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, David.